Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening actually to the last segment of this great show, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Welcome back, and our guest is Catherine Drew. She's the president of Imperial Valley PFLAG. And I've got like seven shots at this. Let's see if this is the one. Parents, family, friends of lesbians and gays.
Well done. Great. Awesome.
Third time's the charm.
Well done.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Catherine.
Thank you. This has been more fun than I thought it would be.
Well, you know, when we scheduled the show like 6 weeks ago, we didn't realize that we were going to be newsworthy. I mean, we didn't realize that the day before we actually recorded the show, you guys are in the news. What's going on in your world?
You know, sometimes the children will lead us. So Ivy Press article just a few days ago, actually it was yesterday, today's Wednesday, I'm lost, talks about a young man by the name of Raul Ureña, who brought an issue before ICOE's board. And ICOE is the Imperial County Office of Education. Mm-hmm. It is that organization that oversees all of the schools. And Raul's goal was to bring a resolution that would support campus and or district organizations that foster a safe learning environment for LGBTQ students and a safe working environment for LGBT employees. So I find that odd that we have to make a resolution. We have to get adults to promise to play well with others, to work well with others. This is odd because, first of all, I think we have laws in California that say we will provide safe environments for our children, ed code mm-hmm. and law, safe working environments for our employees.
Mm-hmm.
But Raul brings this resolution for ICOE board to adopt. It was just an information item. It wasn't an action item. So they talked about it. From what I understand, they have at least one ally. They have some other people kind of wringing their hands going, I don't think we really need this, which, you know, is code for I don't really want this. This wasn't brought up in a vacuum. This was brought up because someone sees a need. And I think the hope is that if ICOE does this, then other school districts would specifically say, okay, we are also going to put this in our policy, mm-hmm. that we will protect LGBTQ students. You know, Americans were given the right to vote in 1776, but it wasn't until 1920... that we had to say, oh, yeah, oh, those Americans, the ones with uteruses, you get to vote too. So, sorry, my bad. We're just going to, you know, ignore the last 160 mm-hmm. years. We had to specifically make a rule for women, even though they were included in the first thing. And we have to, in the 60s then, specifically make a rule for African Americans and Latinos mm-hmm. and everybody else to vote, the Voting Rights Act specifically saying, oh, they get to vote too. And maybe that's what this issue is. Maybe that's what we need to do. So because this was just an information item, no action was taken, I'm hoping that Raul will bring this back. Raul, if you're listening, go for it. If you need me, reach me at Southwest High School. The new superintendent, Todd Fennell, I would hope, he's somebody I advocated for, somebody I politicked for, but I hope that he understands that while they may think this isn't necessary, mm-hmm. that it is necessary. That just say the words, we want a safe learning environment, a safe working environment, specifically for these kids, because they face so much discrimination, so much bullying. Even our gay teachers face bullying. We have administrators that are not very nice to our gay teachers. Teachers who put up a rainbow flag, and administrators who come after them and say, you need to take that down under threat of the job.
Aww.
Well, you know, they have a right to put up a rainbow flag.
Mm-hmm.
A right to welcome those children in. A right to be who they are. Non-discrimination laws.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.